flying high at the Spreckles Center Art Center for the Performing Arts. Performing Arts Center, I should call it. And Peter Pan is on display, and Gala Fundraiser is coming up too. And she is a big part of Peter Pan and the production. Sarah Wintermeyer is here. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Good morning.
Are you the Peter in Peter Pan?
Yes, I am, and I'm so excited to be here. I grew up listening to the show, and so I just have very fond memories of eating my oatmeal before elementary school and hearing KSRO 1350. So
very
thank you for having me on.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here. This is a timeless tale. I mean, everybody loves Peter Pan, and it's a story that cannot be told enough, right?
You know, it really has. Peter Pan himself has become a cultural icon, and really about innocence and escapism, but also adventure. And that is exactly what I have had from day one. This is a giant cast. The show is action-packed. It's really family-friendly, and we are having so much fun with it over at Spreckles.
Do you fly in the show?
Of course I fly.
Well, okay, just checking.
with faith and trust in pixie dust. We have Sherry Lee Miller at the helm, and it's a giant production. There's a huge orchestra. Timothy Eisman is doing the musical direction, and there's a harp. I've never been in a show that had so many live instruments as well. And I've never been in a show where I get to act, sing, dance. Michaela Snyder's doing the choreography, fight, sword fighting.
Yeah.
Marty Pistone is doing the fight choreography, and fly. And
how's it feel?
Exhilarating.
It feels pretty good, huh?
I love it. It feels fantastic. It's a lot of fun. And actually, the Spreckles Peter Pan Gala is tonight at 6 p.m. The show starts tonight at 7. And you could bid on a chance to fly like Peter Pan over the Spreckles stage.
Now, hold
on. That's one of the items at the...
That's at the auction tonight? Okay, so
this is... That's one of the silent auction items.
This would be your opportunity to actually take to the wires and take a spin around Spreckles?
Absolutely. You could fly just like Peter.
That's fantastic.
If you come to the silent auction tonight.
That's a great prize. I would like that
prize.
It
is a great prize.
It sounds like fun. So give us the details
on... You can also meet yours truly as Peter Pan. And tickets are available at the door. It's $50 for adults. Children under 18 are $30. There's hors d'oeuvres, desserts, beverages beforehand. So come at 6 o'clock. The show starts at 7. And you could bid on the chance to fly. We also open this weekend. So performances continue through May 20th. If you need Mother's Day plans, we have performance on Mother's Day.
Nice.
Evening performances are at 7. Matinees are at 1. So it's a little bit earlier. If you want to bring children as well. Although, I would say that there's something for everyone in the show.
Yeah.
You have all of your favorite characters, for those who remember the beautiful Wendy, John, and Michael, the villainous Captain Hook, a posse of lost boys, a man-eating crocodile.
Yes, Tinkerbell. We do. We know all about those characters. They're sort of wired into the fabric of our lives, that's for sure. No wonder it's been 100 years since we first saw Peter Pan, and many of us remember seeing the various productions on television as we were growing up. And I don't know how long Peter Pan's been on Broadway or on stage. Probably most of those 100 years, I would think.
Our version of the musical started in the 1950s, starring Mary Martin, who actually won Tony for her role of Peter.
Yeah.
But so many of the songs in this show, you're right, they're familiar to everyone. I Won't Grow Up. Who doesn't love that song? Neverland. Tender Shepherd. There's some really great gems.
And Sarah, who's playing Tinkerbell?
There are several people involved in Tinkerbell, but there's... the magic of the celeste instrument. And then also Morgan Harrington is playing, doing the light work.
Well, I knew there would have to be some magic involved, certainly in Tinkerbell's character and the entire production.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are
there
on stage with
is.
You at any given time?
There are well over 50 people performing between the pit and the stage, and it is. I mean, it's a giant space, the Spreckles as well, and I think we've done a wonderful job sort of incorporating all of that magic with all the people. Warriors and pirates and lost boys and epic battles. It's been quite an adventure.
Well, you sound like you're having fun, Sarah, and that's part of the, certainly a huge part of the main character.
It is. And I hope to see you guys all out at the Speckles Gala tonight and our run through May 20th.
That's right. It starts tomorrow and it rolls through May 20th, the Speckles Performing Arts Center performance of Peter Pan, featuring, of course, in the lead role, Sarah Wintermeyer. Sarah, thanks so much for being here with us and good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
That's right. Don't forget to register your flight plan with the FAA. All right, that is Sarah Wintermeyer. She is taking the lead at the Peter Pan production. And, of course, the benefit tonight, all a benefit for the Spreckles Performing Arts Center to keep performing arts going in that particular location.